Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Anna Denoy. She's a senior bowler with the Pella High School team, recently on a really good stretch for the girls, getting near some school records both individually and as a team. First of all, how has your senior season gone from your perspective so far, and what's it been like to continue to watch this program grow?
It's been a really good season. We don't have as many girls out this year as we have in the past few years, so that's been tough just adjusting, but I love our team and we've had a lot of fun. My individual scores have been really good and also not as good as I wanted them this season, so just really working to get where I know I can be and where I want to be, but it's been really good to see our team continue to grow and improve.
Well, at your most recent meet, it was the second best score in school history so far, and you're getting closer and closer to that step. What have been the keys, even though you've had a few less girls overall as a team, what have been the keys, though, for the group that is there to keep improving meet to meet and get closer and closer to such a high mark?
Something that we've noticed as a team is that we do better when we have a positive attitude. And so just looking for the positives of every meet, even if we're not doing as well compared to the other teams that we're facing, just choosing to have a good attitude and have fun at our meets has really helped all of our scores improve and just uplifting one another, whether we're having the best game of our season or the worst, just pushing each other to do our best.
Well, for you, you've enjoyed the sport for a long time. You're a veteran. You've been on this roster, so to speak, for a long time now, too. What are you trying to pass on now, knowing this is your last season competing for Pella? And what are you trying to, I guess, be as a leader to try and make sure that especially some of the younger girls or JV girls are coming along in their progress as well?
I just want people to look at the bowling team as something that is fun and a great atmosphere. I think when you think of bowling, it's maybe not what you think of when you want to go out for a sport in high school, but it's super fun. And just having somewhere where you can have success if you're maybe not great at other sports, or even if you are, that it's somewhere you can have fun and just grow. And I want people to think of me as friendly and inviting, and I would hope that many other people would continue to go out for the bowling team in years to come.
Well, and then for you personally, you have just a handful of meets left to compete before we get to postseason, and obviously you want to keep improving, right? What are the things you hope to do these last couple meets to get that score even a little bit higher and to keep trying to attain new heights as your career winds down?
Just keep pushing myself, picking up those spares, getting my strikes and everything, but just, again, having a positive attitude, because my next few meets are super important on just getting my average up and getting the scores that I know I can get, just getting those. And so just having a positive attitude and pushing myself, but also understanding that if I don't go as far as I maybe want to, that it will be okay.
Well, and last time you and I talked was in November after you were announced as part of the Tulip Court. And that's all been going on. You've been having rehearsals and special meetings while you've been trying to get through your bowling season. I'm sure you're very excited for that, but I'm sure it's made you very busy. What's it been like getting ready for this spring on top of being a bowler, on top of having your senior year of high school? And how are you trying to just manage all this, knowing that there are so many exciting milestones yet to come?
So far, it hasn't been too hard to manage. Bowling practices are on Wednesday, meets are mostly on Saturdays, some Thursdays, and then tulip court practices are on Sundays. But as my schedule just continues to get busier, I just have to space myself out and know what comes first and just really put myself where I need to be and trying to get everything in that I can while enjoying my senior year.
And now I've seen you in a couple of events, and as you said, you've been rehearsing. I imagine bowling notwithstanding, that's got to be very exciting. I'm sure you're looking forward to the Tulip Court. How exciting is it getting for you knowing that we're just a few months away?
I'm really excited. The next few months are just so exciting, finishing up my bowling season and then with that team, and then really diving into Tulip Court with the awesome girls on the court. It's just super exciting while also finishing up basketball season, and I love going to games and supporting, and then we're going to have track season, and it's just so exciting to support so many people at our high school while also enjoying the things that I'm super excited for.
Anna Denoy, senior bowler, soon to be full-time Tulip Court member and all the above. Anna, great to have you back on the air. Best of luck to you these last few meets.
Thank you.